because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Big Meesh, a.k.a. Mishka Creates.
Yo, what's up? This is Noah the Creator, a.k.a. Young Aviation Fool. Hello.
Asada.
Shit, what's going on, bro?
Oh, not much, man. Aviation Fool.
Yeah, Aviation
Fool. Because you've been flying.
Bro, I took fucking flight. Oh, my God, bro.
Wait, I'm confused. On like an actual airplane or like in your CRX?
Both.
Yes.
Yes.
Shut up, for real? Yo, what? Look, all right, I got to hear this. What happened? And where in Connecticut specifically?
Yeah. All right, so me and the lady, right? We was cruising last night, right?
Oh, poor Eric.
Dude, we were laughing so fucking hard. All right, so we just cruising. We were driving through Huntley, Connecticut on our way back into town, down 47, right?
Yeah, the Connecticut 47?
Yeah. The part of 47 where it crosses over 90 Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
All right. So as we're cruising, an Evo comes up really fucking quick, Evo 10.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking kind of does a little ricer flyby past me.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, man, fucking drop the gear and disappear. You know what I mean? Like, let's fucking go, right? So I fucking, you know, do it. I go. I catch up to him. I'm on his fucking ass, right? Like, not on his ass. I'm like, I'm my lane, but like, I'm right there. And we're doing the ripping and the tearing, right?
Okay.
All right. Here's where it gets fucking sketchy. Here's where I found out that I might need to get softer fucking springs, bro. Because.
Was your rear end hopping?
No, the front. The front end was hopping. I was low rider hopping down 47 at one point. But no, this was the part where I took fucking flight, bro. I got my wings, all right? We're coming down.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
bro, we're coming down. And we kind of do a little pull side by side. All right. It's a three lane. There's a semi truck way over on the right. And me and this Evo, I don't know whose Evo it was. It's some silver Evo. I don't know. It had like the Audi style headlights on it. The only Evo I know with Audi style headlights is Vanilla John's. And Vanilla John's Evo is in my shop right now. So I know it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Not Karma.
No, right?
No, it wasn't Carrie. Actually, you know
that's
what
the
Carrie
only silver
does?
Evo I know.
Carrie does have it. No, I wouldn't know if it was hers. Hers definitely stands out from all the other silver Evos. But yeah, so we're flying. It's a three lane. And then at one point it goes into a two lane. And at one point it goes to a one lane, right? So we're going. And I'm pretty impressed. Like, I'm not beating this Evo, but like, I'm right there, you know?
That's dope.
Like, I'm probably like right behind the driver's door. And like, Erica's like, whoa, like, this is fast. I'm like, he's probably a shit driver. Like, I'm like, he's probably a shit driver. So we're fucking going. The semi truck merges into the lane. So the Evo slows down. And as the Evo slows down, I just fucking keep gassing it. Right? So I could do my little legitimate ricer flyby. So as I keep gassing it, totally fucking forget that all the way on the left lane, there's a really fucking shitty transition where, like, it's nice road meets old road. Dude, I hit this shit with all 138 foot-pounds of torque that fucking CRX has. And, bro, we just fucking take off.
No.
Yo, the whole car literally flies up. I hear the front wheel spin harder because obviously it's catching no traction. We fucking crash down and we just like fucking slingshot forward.
Jesus.
Bro, we were just looking at each other like, did that just happen? Like,
Jesus, dude.
Bro, it was the most ridiculous shit, dog.
Well, I'm glad you got a cage in that bitch.
Dude, me and her could not stop fucking laughing, man. I was just like, did you enjoy your flight on Ratchet United? Like,
yeah. Bro, there's like a whole space race going on right now with the billionaires. Geo comes up in a fucking CRX. Fuck y'all.
I fucking wish I knew who was in that Evo so I could just like hit him up and be like, yo, how ridiculous was that jump? Like,
dude, I would love if we found you like on a fail video this week, dude. Crazy.
Hopefully as a dash cam or some shit. It's just like, look at this idiot. You see the Action Out of Work sticker under the car.
That's
catch
hilarious.
So much fucking air, dude. I shit you not, man. I felt like the whole car like went airborne. I mean, I'm sure the front end lifted from that hit, but like the whole car just felt like airborne. That's crazy, dude. And like I said, it just like...
I wouldn't be surprised with how stiff that thing is.
Yeah. Instead of like compressing over a bump like it should, it just...
bouncy balls.
Yeah. My car has a suspension design of a brick. Yeah.
Like, that's fucking insane.
Oh my God, dude. So I gained my wings, bro. My shit looked like fucking Jordan at the free throw line.
That's amazing. That's amazing, bro. When you told me at dinner that you earned your wings... I thought you were referring to something else. I was like, are you sure you want to talk about that on the podcast?
As in what?
Bro, you don't know about earning your Red Wings, man?
My Red Wings?
Yeah.
I've drank enough Red Bull before my heart felt like I was about to explode.
Yeah, but... yeah. No, it's not.
No,
that.
What is it?
Red Wings, bro. You don't know.
No, what is it?
You ain't never heard that?
Bro, I'm a working man. Red Wings are some boots, dog.
Bruh.
That I'm not wearing right now.
It's when you're hungry and... It's only a certain time of the month. That's earning your Red Wings. I thought
I just said wings, bro. Red Wings,
bro. But when you said that at dinner,
bro,
I was like, you sure?
That's a lot of pasta sauce, bro.
It's a lot of pasta sauce.
It's a lot of marinara sauce, bro. That's a lot of fucking gravy, you know what I mean?
Legalized marinara.
Yeah, no, definitely not that.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, Dre's not even on the podcast. I feel like he should be a guest when we talk about anything sexual.
For real. Oh, by the way, shout out to any future fucking Dominican zebra babies, bro.
Wait, hold on. What?
I don't know, man. He keeps talking all this shit. I'm just saying, bro. Shout out to the future fucking zebra baby he's about to have over there.
Zebra
I don't know what
baby.
The hell.
What the fuck?
Fucking zebra baby, chameleon baby, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, because they got... No, bro, that's Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's got zebras.
Do they?
Yeah, man. The Puerto Rican zebra.
I'm sure they got zebras in DR, bro. If not, they definitely got lizards.
Dog. Do you think that's where Godzilla came from?
The DR?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bro, the way Godzilla built with a fucking ass like that, I wouldn't doubt it. He's got that fucking Brazilian butt lift from fucking DR. Dude, the best Godzilla is the thick ass Godzilla. That little skinny scrawny one from like early 2000s. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Where it fucked up New York City?
I like that one.
That was a good one, but that was not Godzilla, bro. That was fucking.
Yeah,
that was Godzilla.
The true Godzilla
is like body dysmorphia, bro.
Yeah, the true Godzilla is like
bulimic.
It's like thick as hell, bro. Like Dexter's mom thick.
Yeah, boy, Miss Incredible thick.
Bruh. What's your favorite flavor of crayon?
Well, you know me, bro. I keep it crispy.
Ooh,
it's literally my blood, dog.
Hit you with a little lavender.
You like the lavender one?
No, I have no idea.
No?
I haven't eaten crayons in a while.
No?
No, out. Man. I mean, last time I bought some GameStop stock, it was like a few months ago. So it's like... I've been detoxing. I've been detoxing from Crayola.
So you've been telling me your life has been pretty damn good for the past few months?
Yeah, bro. I'm seeing colors instead of hearing them. nice, man.
Ah, shit, man. So what's up? What's new with you, man? You've been working, bro. I see you've been working a lot, man. What you working on? Tell me.
Yeah, dude. Black Strains is still going.
Fuck yes.
Have been pretty much working on that every fucking spare second that I've had.
That's a lot of work, man. But you just showed me, it's a lot of fucking work, dude.
Yeah, dude. And like each of those buds that I showed you,
yeah,
is like obviously had to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit took forever, man.
Did we explain to all the simps what Black Strings was?
I don't think so, right? I'm not sure if we did or not, but basically it's just cannabis strain collection on the blockchain.
Yeah, what's a blockchain? Talk to me like I'm fucking two, bro.
No, man. Everybody knows what a blockchain is.
No,
we don't need to go over what blockchains are.
Bro.
They're the chains that you put around blocks at the dock, at the boat dock, at the harbor. That's what a blockchain is. but it's basically what I'm making is an NFT art kind of ecosystem thing. It's something that I don't think exists right now, and it's something between beautiful data, like a lot of blockchain stuff exists right now, and beautiful artwork. It's like a mix of the two, because I'm like, I'm not quite a great artist and I'm not quite a great data person and developer. Yeah. So like, I feel like I'm a mix of those. So that's like what I'm going to be able to come out with. But, man, this shit is very fucking involved, dude. I might have to go with like some type of developer stuff, and I'll have to look that stuff up. But I mean, even at the stuff that I was looking at right now today was, I've moved on from the artwork phase, to still refining the website, and then now I'm building the actual like, I guess, infrastructure for it.
Okay.
And that part is going to require some development. But it still seems pretty fucking simple, like straightforward. It doesn't seem that fucking hard. It doesn't look like a different language, even though most code does.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're talking about code, this shit. Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a huge learning experience. But what I'm really excited about is that it doesn't seem flooded. But I do feel pressure that I need to get this done before anyone else does.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a simple idea, and I'm surprised that nobody's tried it yet. but we'll see, man.
Well, drop a link in the fucking group chat. Let's check it out, man. I
definitely will.
Bro, what you've done, that's some proud fucking shit, man. Like, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's a good idea what you're doing with it, too, man. I support it 420%, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, the website's looking clean.
Yeah.
In other NFT news, bro, I had a fucking come up this weekend, man.
Yeah?
I bought me some ducks, son. Nah, for real. You just saw them, bro. Fucking,
I know. Dude. This shit was so cool, though, bro. Like, low-key made me want to fucking buy one.
Yeah, right.
Especially when I saw one eating acid. And I was like, yo.
Dude, there's some crazy-ass ones. There's some with pizza skin. They have like pepperoni pizza skin.
Damn, there's pepperoni like nipples.
Donut skin. Bro, they got so many different ones. But yeah, it's called Sub Ducks.
Sub Ducks.
And basically, I bought three of them for like $450. It was about $420. And if I sold them all right now, I'd probably be up a few G's.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm probably going to sell out most of those and just hold on to a few. But yeah, man, that shit's fucking crazy, dude. That's my first time ever buying and selling an NFT.
Yeah.
Like that. Because like the only other NFTs that I've ever had were a Decentraland wearable, which in Decentraland, if you want to buy something or wear something like clothes,
yeah,
it's an NFT. It's on the blockchain. So I had a hat that I won at like a free event when I was with Ivan or something in Decentraland. Mm. I don't know. It's dude, it sounds so nerdy, bro. It sounds so nerdy.
Wow, y'all.
But bro, it's fucking great,
bro. Bro, holy shit. Y'all could be gay with each other on Decentraland. That's wild, bro. Bro, I'm gonna tell your girl, dude. It's you better
crazy.
Chill.
It's
you
crazy. Better chill.
I'm gonna tell your girl, bro, that you out here going out. You out here going on dates online, bro.
Nah, we ain't doing no dates, man. But we did have a picnic. No, I'm just kidding.
How much was a fucking picnic basket? About 72 Ethereum.
God, I fucking wish, dude. But yeah, dude, that's fucking.
Ah, man,
it's crazy.
That's wild,
crazy
man.
All the shit that's going on right now.
Yo, man. To be honest, I would never have thought in my life that that shit would be making money like that.
Bro.
Like, yo, literally, I legit look at it as like a fucking ripoff of like the Xbox fucking avatar guys.
Yeah.
You know, like on Xbox, you can make your own
character, exactly.
Dress them up, and you
yeah.
can buy shit for them.
Yep.
That's what I see it as. It's like a ripoff of like just that. And like, it's mm-hmm. wild to me that like, I used to sit here and look at like the Xbox avatar guy and be like, fuck you, I ain't spending $5 for a shirt. Like yeah. five legitimate dollars for a shirt. Like yeah. fuck that. And then there's like people out here spending thousands of dollars for a piece of art.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, man? Is like we think that, but we also think the same thing with like.
Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you trying to dress me with your eyes, bro?
I'm just trying to see if you're wearing like brand name and I was gonna say like a shirt. Like, why do people buy a shirt with the Nike logo instead of just a plain Hanes shirt? I mean, I know you and me aren't really like yeah. that, but, like, a lot of people are.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know. It's just kind of, like, the whole thing of, like, having something that, I don't know if it's prestigious, but it's, like, having something that other people want. Or for yeah, no fucking reason.
I see that. Yeah.
Because you know how I was showing you those properties, those stats?
Yeah.
They're saying like only 1% have this?
Yeah.
That's what they geek out over. They don't really care about what it looks like. They geek about what is so rare about it. Yeah. And that's why those same geeks are like all into Bitcoin because it's rare, because it's limited. That's like the whole thing about it. But yeah, they geek out over the data more than the artwork. But I like this one because I thought the artwork looked dope.
Yeah, the artwork's super dope on those.
It looked fucking sick.
It looks way cooler than those like dumbass zombie ones that yeah. sold. I thought those zombie ones were dumb.
Yeah, those CryptoPunks, they're so stupid.
I'm just like, damn.
But those are such a flex, dude.
Yeah.
That's just rich people swinging their rich dicks, bro.
Yeah, damn. Just
flopping those big rich dicks, bro.
You think all rich people have fat dicks, bro?
Nah, bro. And if they do, they're probably limp, to be honest. I'm pretty sure rich people can't get hard.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure.
Probably all the coke.
Statistically.
I wouldn't doubt if it's coke dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ecosystem.
I don't know, man. If we were going off of like how big your dick is off of how much money you got, I'm fucking poor. Yeah.
Bro, I was kidding.
I fucking owe. I owe somebody money, bro.
Bro, I got debt, son. God damn it.
The IRS is after me, bro.
None of my sexual fantasies, too. Fuck. Can't fucking escape the assholes, man.
Damn, that's crazy, though, man. But, like, that's wild. Like I said, I wouldn't mind, like, trying to dabble in it just to be that fucking piece of shit that just makes money off of it.
Bro.
I don't really care about collecting that shit.
Bro.
I'll probably keep some cool ass ones if I come across any cool ass ones. But other than that, just fucking flip some shit, make some money.
Bro, you know how people are making money off of those? Like it's a strategy that I've noticed on me and Masaki did it to other people. Because when you buy them, you bought them for say, just to use round numbers, say $100 each.
Okay.
You bought them. They ran out. Everybody spread the link to their friends or whatever. They ran out after 10,000. And now the only way that you could get some are from other people in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So automatically, because there's not as many people as those people want, the price is going to go up because nobody's going to sell theirs for what they just bought it for.
Yeah.
You know? Because why would you?
Yeah.
So on the marketplace, you can take the NFT and you hold it and you can either put it for sale or people can bid on it without you putting anything for sale. Mm-hmm. And so people will bid like $50 more than you bought it for, even though you didn't put it for sale. But if you say, if you start to doubt it or whatever, and you say, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna just sell it, I just made $50. What you don't see is you take that one and you look at the lowest price on the market, and it's not $150, which you just sold it for. It's $350. And that person just sold it for $250 at $100 less than the cheapest one. And they just made $150 off of you, or like $100 off of you, which is what a lot of people are doing. They're flipping NFTs. Masaki did that.
Yeah.
A few times.
I mean, I would too. Fuck.
And you just buy it for 0.2, sell it for 0.3.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to fucking sell it for thousands of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Just sell it for a little bit and just keep going from there. I get that.
And something interesting with dealing with Ethereum like that, because you're dealing with the numbers, and each Ethereum is worth, like, say, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like less of a ripoff if you're saying, oh, I'm not making as much, but I'm only making 0.05 less. You know, that's not that much. You know, you don't think about it. But, bro, that's fucking
$50. Yeah.
You see that in dollar form, you're like, nah, bro, that's $50, that's 50 man. Bucks, that's $75.
Like,
nah, but you look at it in Ethereum and you're just like, whatever, it's just 0.0 whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's funny how where the decimal point is at, how it fucks with your mind,
it
makes you think it's not that much.
Yeah, it really does. It's weird.
Like, it's funny because, like, you look at, like, how my Stellar is. Like, it tells me how much I got in Stellar by, like, 0.00 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, my Bitcoin shit.
Great
example, Bitcoin. It tells you, like, 0.0000 whatever. And it's just like, that ain't a lot, man. But in reality, if you add up all of it, it's just like, oh, that's quite a bit. You know?
It's a few hundred dollars, bro.
Yeah. Nah, that's wild. Yeah, I always said, man, I feel like if you ever want to sell something quick, like, you make it a limited release. You know, that's what it sounds like they do, you know? Like,
that's exactly what it is.
Like clothing stores. I mean, what is it? All the Yeezy shit? Like, when they were selling Yeezys, it's like, oh, there's only so many of these Yeezys made in each size. And people were just buying them like crazy and then flipping them for $1,000 for a pair of shoes that they paid $200 for.
Yeah, bro, I got these Yeezys size 5.5.
Yeah, they're for toddlers. You're looking at this man up and down. You're like, bro, you wear a size 11. You bought a 5.5.
For real?
And you want $1,000? I bet. I gotta have them.
Like, there's two sizes too small. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I'll wear them for pictures only.
Yeah. Bro, that shit's so hilarious, man. Dude, I remember having to wear shoes that were like two sizes too big. Because I wanted them so bad, and I just wanted them. Like, I just fucking was so bad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm a 10.5, like, you know, I'm just a 10.5 fucking half, dude. And I'm, like, trading people with shoes that are, like, 12s. And I'm just like, all right, man, bet. I wanted these, like, Jordans and shit.
That's funny.
So I'm walking around with these big floppy-ass shoes. Like, I thought I was hot shit.
That's funny.
So then you see some, like, the old pictures of me, and you see me with these big-ass shoes, and the next picture you see is, like, some little-ass shoes.
Hell no. Just like, look like you fucking robbed them off of somebody.
Right?
The mismatching shoes and shit.
I look like I ran into Ross and just fucking boot ganged some shit off the shelf and ran out. Nah, man. I always thought, you know, you make something a limited release, you make things rare, and people buy it just because, man. Like, they don't even care. They don't even fuck with it. They don't even understand what it is. They'll just fucking pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it, even to this day, like, even, like, old, rare, discontinued, like, Japanese wheels, man. You know? Like, how much are they going for? Stupid money for some of these wheels, but they're old-ass wheels that aren't even fucking made anymore. So people are buying them and rebuilding them, resizing them and all that, and then selling them for even more.
That's so wild.
Like, it's crazy. So it's just, like, the rarity and stuff is what makes it, you know, again, like, a legitimate Cobra goes for stupid money.
Oh, yeah.
But that's only because there was only a couple hundred or hundreds of them made. I think it was like less than 1,000 or some shit. I don't think
it was very many at all.
I don't think it was very many at all that were like legitimately built by like Shelby Cobra himself, I thought. But I mean, you know, but then you could buy the fake replica kit cars, you know, the Fugazi shit for, you know, a couple thousand dollars, you know. But yeah.
Dude.
How many?
348 produced.
Only
348 produced. There are more than 60,000 replicas.
Wow.
Bro, good luck finding an original, dude.
That's why
blockchains exist, bro.
When people walk into the shop, they're like, is that a Cobra? I'm like, no. If it was a real Cobra, it wouldn't be here.
We don't have the insurance for a real Cobra.
if a real Cobra got scratched in my parking lot, we just give him the whole building. Yeah,
we're out of business.
We just give him the whole building. We'd look at the landlord and be like, sorry, Doug. Yeah. Nah, man.
Dude, honestly, wild. They look like great cars. God, why did I say it like
that? Wow. Cars. Hey? Hey?
Sounds like great cars. No.
Sounds like you're chewing on a crayon over there, goodness. Bro. Which one's that one?
They look beautiful, man. They look... banana flavor. Dude, they look good, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I mean, Cobras look good. I never hated on them. I just hate the one that's in my shop.
Yeah.
That one's a pain in my ass. But yeah, I mean, no, they're great looking cars. I definitely wouldn't trust it in a crash.
Hell no, dude. And I still can't believe. I mean, I don't like it. I think they look cool from the front, but I don't like it because I can't fucking sit in it, dude.
Yeah. That's the car that should have definitely came out with an ejected seat.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, no fucking kidding, dude. Like, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I lost control. I'm going to head on. It's like, I think you got more of a chance getting launched 20 feet into the air.
Yeah, you're not surviving shit than, like, in that a head on collision.
Yeah, it's all fiberglass.
They're like, not surviving shit.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. I think you got, better chance getting launched 20 feet into the air, breaking your ankles and your legs as you come down, than, like, hitting a fucking, like a, I don't know, like a fucking wall at like 20 miles an hour.
God, man.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bro, have you ever seen... Oh, God, this is really gross. Mm. Have you ever seen...
Play it on me the first 5 minutes we were talking about getting your red wings in.
Yeah, dude, for real. Have you ever seen... a baby horse's hooves?
No.
Bro.
Baby horse's hooves.
Bro, first of all, they're called fairy fingers.
Yeah, dude, that sounds terrifying.
Dude, it creeps me out, dude. I don't even know if you want to look at it, dude. It's so gross.
Let me see it.
But basically...
I'm going to look it up on my phone.
They have to be very soft because they're horses and they're babies.
I don't like the
cows or whatever.
You want me to Google baby horses
horse hoofs?
Oh,
bro, they're called fairy fingers, bro. Anyways, they have to be super soft. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yes.
How?
Yes. How do they look like fucking squids, bro?
Dude, what is that? What?
What is that, dude?
Dude, that is terrifying.
It is terrifying. Do you know why they're like that? They have to be soft because as babies inside the mother, they kick just like human babies. And if they kicked with actual hooves...
There'd be a hole in the side of mama.
Yeah. So to stop that from happening, evolution said they have to have fairy fingers. That, dude, they look so good.
That is
right?
The most terrifying fairy, bro. Right?
Oh. It's so... like, they look like... Like, bro.
Dude, they look like shrimp tails.
Yes!
Like,
oh, yes!
They look like shrimp tails. I just fucked up shrimp cocktails for the rest of my life. God damn it, dude.
Oh, it's so gross, dude. It's so gross. Bro, you know what's even more terrifying? All right, this is really... I don't know. Oh! All right, look up what the inside of a hoof looks like, bro.
Inside of a hoof?
Oh, my God, dude.
What hoof are we talking about?
It is...
Cattle hoof? Horse
it
hoof?
Is terrifying. Sam, we're going. We're
inside.
We're not moving to bovine.
Horse.
We're sticking to the.
Oh, It's like blood vessels or some shit, right?
Bro, it looks so crazy.
Dude, it looks like a paintbrush that was painted with blood.
Yes, yes. Oh. That right there.
You know what? That is definitely less terrifying than that fucking fairy finger shit.
Right, dude. But doesn't that look so fucking painful, dude?
Honestly, yeah, it looks painful. It makes me want to like kind of like touch
No, don't do that.
Just kind of like brush along.
That was from a dead horse.
Oh, is it?
From what they've said. It was for like an autopsy for like educational purposes. Something like that would literally like kill a horse, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's all like the nerve pain, endings, dude.
Could
right?
you imagine that?
That's what it probably is, just like nerves, right? Yeah. Just all the endings of the nerves. Damn.
Ugh.
I bet you could fucking paint a good wall with them shits, though. Ugh. Like cover some, like do some good wall painting with it. Like you're that's so a badass.
You're so fucked up, Gio.
That would be an $80 brush at Home Depot, bro.
I don't think it's feathers, bro. I don't think it's hairs. I think it's like, whatever. It looks like skin.
It looks like it would fucking paint a wall really good, man.
Ew. Oh,
I mean, put some blue on it. It won't look too bad. Could.
Oh, anyways.
Oh, they have a name for now. It. It's called Laminitis.
Ew. I'm grossed out now.
Yeah, it's a Laminitis, bro.
It's disgusting.
I don't know, man.
I regret bringing this up.
Let's find some more gross shit to talk about, dude.
Oh, man. What else is really fucking gross? Let's hear it.
I'm gonna Google that. What else is really fucking gross?
Do you ever celebrate 69 Day?
No.
Dang, man. Really?
It happens.
No, I mean like June 9th. You got a 69 for sure on June 9th every year. It's like a thing, bro. You got to.
Okay.
How much strong?
What the fuck, dude?
What?
Somebody made a meme that says, if you can't be fucking gross with each other in a relationship, I will kill a senator.
What? What?
That one's going straight to the group chat.
Bro.
Oh, and the bottom of it says no cap.
Bro. Did you know that the FDA allows an average of one rodent hair per 100 grams of peanut butter manufactured?
You know what? I have heard about that. It was some, yeah. I mean, bro, once you spread that shit out, are you really upset about it? Are you really upset about it? Have you ever ate anything that you've dropped on the floor?
Have you ever smelled musk?
Musk? Off musk. Of you like, fat fuck?
Like, no, I mean like musk flavor and like or fragrance in like a cologne.
No.
It said perfume musk came from a sack in front of a deer's dick.
What? Deer have two fucking sacks?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, no, their sack's in front of their dick?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's wild. Dude, imagine going through life with a sack in front of your dick. I don't know about you, but my shit's under my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. Depends if I'm doing a handstand or not.
That'd be so weird.
Bro, there's over 200 corpses on Mount Everest. People that never made it.
Overachievers, bro.
Could you imagine seeing that on your way there?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God,
you
dude. Just like literally 200 dead people on your way somewhere. Maybe you should fucking turn around.
Dude, I saw a fucking like two things of blood on that little hiking trail I took this past week, and I was about ready to turn around and run.
Bro, 50% of all koalas have chlamydia. And if they pee on you, there's a chance that you could get infected.
No. Yeah, bro, what? Them fucking koalas are some nasty thoughts, bro.
Oh, my God,
what
dude.
What the fuck?
And look at the picture that they used. That koala just got done fucking, bro, for sure.
That koala needs a cigarette,
That's
bro.
The face I make, too, dog. Dude,
for real. Same
just position. Look like I'm high as shit, yeah.
Same position
with
everything.
Both legs up like that.
All I'm missing is a cigarette right now. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I'm never, ever petting a fucking koala in my life, man. Let's just put it that way.
For real? Yeah, that changed my mind, too.
Yeah.
I'm good.
They used to look so cute and cuddly.
I didn't know koalas were an STD risk.
I'm fucking dropkicking one when I see it, bro. Fuck out of here with that. I'm good.
Ooh, this is kind of creepy. There have been human remains found in Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Whoa. That is kind of creepy.
Dude, that's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they figured out who they belong to.
super savage fact of the day. When a male lion takes over a pride of females, he'll usually try and kill all the cubs that aren't his. Savage, dude. That's so savage.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because if they get big enough and strong enough, they're going to be like, I don't trust this motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck you, stepdad. Yeah. Fuck you. Kyle up and down that bitch,
Kyle
bro.
Kyle up and down that bitch. Give one of them fucking baby cubs a fucking can of Monster, dude. It's going to go savage mode. Sickle mode.
Ew. This is... All right, so... All right. I was going to make a joke, but that's not... I don't want to offend anybody. A dragonfly uses its penis as a shovel to scoop out the jizz of rival dragonflies out of their potential mates. So these bitch dragonflies are getting cream pied, and then the beta males are coming in and scooping that shit out and then re-cream pieing them, dude. If I'm understanding this shit correctly, bro, this is what's fucking happening in the wild today. This is wild. Koalas most likely have chlamydia, and dragonflies is cream pie city for dragonflies, bro. It's crazy.
Oh my god.
Jesus, double stuffed Oreos, dog. What the fuck? I thought it was just humans that were like weird.
Dude, what the fuck, man? Oh, man.
when you said dude.
What?
Oh, no. All right. Always stand up when you fucking flush the toilet on the airplane. There have been reports of vacuum toilets on planes and cruise ships sucking the rectum out of people. Turn your shit inside out, literally, son.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? Dude. What the fuck?
That's one hell of a colon cleanser. Damn. I feel like you kind of built a little different. My little ass probably fucking be all right.
Bro, I could probably seal that bitch.
I was going to say, you could probably seal that.
I got
that.
Some thunder thighs, dog.
Yeah, bro. I ain't built like you, so I'd be all right. I might fall in, but.
Oh, gross. If you've ever gotten red eyes after swimming, it's not from chlorine. It's the result from chemicals mixing with urine. God, that's so gross. I could have gone without knowing that one.
Yeah, I ain't never jumping in a pool in my life again. Ew. That's kind of gross.
Ew. Where do these facts come from, dude? I don't believe these.
Dude, I was going to say, I wonder who...
This is all from BuzzFeed,
like,
by the way.
Yeah, I wonder, like... Courtesy how much someone gets paid to like research this shit up?
Because this could totally be fake. I mean, what kind of a sentence is this? It's believed that if you eat, who believes this? First of all, anyone can believe this. It's believed that if you eat fast food regularly, you'll consume about 12 pubes per year. God, that's so gross.
What? Who's doing these statistics, bro? What the fuck?
Buzz, Buzz Aldrin was not, may not have been the first man on the moon, but he was the first to piss his pants up there. I guess that's kind of cool.
I mean, if you ain't first, you last, baby. Shake it back.
Oh, man. Male honeybees' dicks explode.
What?
A male honeybee's ejaculation is so strong, oh, it makes his dick explode, killing him.
Bro.
Same, bro.
Dude, final bust, bro.
For real?
Dude.
They go all out. Does that? Is that why they die when they sting you? Or are they really just trying to fuck you, bro? Is it really
they
just
sting
rape?
You with their dick?
It, dude, it's bee dude. Rape. It's brape.
Brape.
Not funny,
but not funny, but goddamn it, dude!
It's raped by honeybees, dude. That's fucked up. What if that's what it actually is?
Yeah,
dog, dude.
They're just fucking throwing that fucking bee dick in you, bro.
Just throwing that bee dick, bro.
Bro, they honey dicking you, bro.
Just dipping it, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna start fucking up bees, bro. Next time one lands on me, I'm going to be not without consent, motherfucker.
Dude, for real. Damn, dude. I wonder if that's what it is, then. Because they sting you with the butt.
Yeah. And then they usually die if the fucking stinger falls out.
Mm-hmm.
And if they
pretty
fucking...
sure dick, bro.
If they bust in little bee balls, bro, like, and they die from it.
So is there only one female bee, and that's the queen bee?
I believe
and the rest
so.
Are just males? God, what a fucking sausage fest, dude. Oh,
dude,
that would
I'd
suck.
I'd hate to be a queen bee, bro.
It's got to be like the biggest train ever.
Oh. Just lay there and you're just like, all right, next.
The ultimate bukkake. I'm building a house out of all these bukkakes.
And then some fucking dragonfly fuck comes in and scoops you out. Oh, fuck, man.
God, I really hope nobody.
Well, thank you to listening to our hustle motivation. Yeah, podcast.
Not a good episode to listen to, guys. We're really falling apart once we get to 100.
Yeah, we can't even make 200 without even having a meltdown.
Yeah. Today was a fucked up episode. I feel like
we're definitely all over the place.
Yeah, but you know what? One isn't.
Yeah, true.
You know,
definitely was a train wreck today.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it, though. It was a good time.
Yeah, I'm not either. I am not either, bro. You know what I really want? I want
two fucking... fat bitches and a bag of weed.
No. No, I'm going to say no to that. My girl listens to this. No, I'm just kidding.
As he shakes his head yes. No. As he says no.
Nah, bro. Fucking, I want to... fucking live on a farm, dude. That thing would be so badass. Yeah, like do farm shit instead of like going
bro,
to the store.
Bro, your hands ain't built for that. Stop it.
But they are, Gio.
They're not, dude.
They are. I have calluses.
Bro, we was just talking about painting fucking walls with horse hooves, and you over here like,
yeah. See, I'm not doing that though. That's
bro. You gotta be a savage
weird,
to be
bro.
A farmer, bro. You gotta be a savage to be a farmer.
True.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
If one of your fucking horses or, like, cows is sick, like, you gotta be the motherfucker that puts it out.
Well, yeah, but I'm not gonna be ripping apart his hooves and shit, bro.
You gotta utilize every fucking moment of that cow, bro. You got, what did Dwight say? You got,
nah,
we got 8 minutes to harvest the organs.
Nah, bro.
You do, man.
I'm inventing a new contraption that allows me to eat... eat part of the cow and keep the rest of the cow alive. That's so fucked up. Fucking Dwight.
Nah, man. I feel like you got to be a real savage to like be a legitimate farmer. Like live on a farm. Okay. Like, you still go to like the store. Buy
you
got to
be
shit.
A savage, but you don't.
You grab some eggs out of the chicken coop. Like, all right, cool. But like, I don't know. Because then it's like, you got to be a real savage when it comes down to, like, if you got coyotes eating your shit, bro. Like, you got to fuck up some coyotes,
oh,
bro.
Hell yeah, bro. That's why we got the yeetas.
Yeah, but like...
That's all you got to do, dude. Just walk out on your porch and be like, bruh! Be like, oh, fuck! Okay. Southside farmers, fuck!
I swear he was wearing a White Sox cap, bro. Run. I don't know, man. I don't think, because like, all right, when I was in Arizona this past weekend, I was talking with like family I haven't seen in forever. And like they all grew up on a farm. And they all remember their dad, like when it was time to eat, you know, or like if they were having a party or a feast or some shit like that, people were coming over. It's like, all right, we're grabbing like a chicken or two to eat. And they were just talking about like, yeah, pretty much they'd like grab the chicken by the head and just like fucking spin it.
Yeah.
And they sometimes did spin it so hard that the fucking head would rip off the body.
Yeah, dude, you got
it. And then the body's like running around the yard, like squirting blood everywhere. Eventually, it fucking drops dead.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I mean, if you, I mean, I'm sure that's like some old school savage shit, but like, I don't know. I feel like if you could do that, like, you could definitely have no problem being a farmer.
Yeah. I don't think I'd have a problem doing that stuff, honestly. When it comes down to food, like, I have a problem with things when it's like somebody like doing something on purpose or like the shit with like, you know, like people hurting animals on purpose. That shit is disgusting to me.
Yeah, but like, would you ever grab a chicken and do that when you know you could just drive 30 minutes out of town and
end up
at a fucking supermarket?
I would, yeah, but I don't know if I'd swing it around and shit, but I'd chop its head off, yeah. I'd do all that. I wouldn't mind doing that. What I would probably have a harder time with would be, like, a full cow, especially if I had it as a calf and raised it. I would have a hard time with that, for sure.
Yeah.
If I just bought the cow, maybe I wouldn't have as a hard a time. Even then, I'm not sure if I would or not. If it got, like, old and to the point where it was, like, natural, it was like, all right, you know, like, this is the time when you got
to
do it. Not,
yeah, but
like,
you ain't trying to eat an old-ass cow, bro.
Aged beef, bro. It's That's not how that works.
Yeah,
that's
not how that works.
Come on,
Jesus. That's not how that works.
Dry-aged, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I'd have a hard time just fucking killing an animal just because, definitely.
But, I mean,
but like, yeah, if it was like we're running out of food, we need to eat something, I think I'd like, oh, would you shoot a fucking cow? Would you, like, oh,
I'd
not
shoot
a, well,
I'd shoot it.
That's stupid. Would you strangle?
No, I'd shoot it.
A chicken or shoot the chicken? Or chop its head off?
I'd probably Google it first. Honestly,
all right,
I'd
your Google Wi-Fi it. Signal went out. It's apocalypse. You're out of fucking all the canned beef.
It doesn't matter.
Beans.
Yeah, the thing is gonna die, and I'm gonna eat it. Whatever.
Okay.
Whichever way's faster. It doesn't matter.
But would
at that
you
point.
Choke it out or like waste your waste ammunition on it?
No, I'd choke it out.
You choke it out.
Yeah, you can't waste ammo, dude. Not like that. Especially if it's not like a cow or something. A cow, I would not.
I don't think you'd ever be able to choke out a cow.
Bro. Have you seen my arms, bro?
You need two of these fucking things to like. Dude, imagine trying to choke out a cow, though.
Dude, I can't even imagine that.
Cows are strong, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
I feel like a cow would fuck me up. If it was like a 1v1, like Mayweather versus McGregor, I'd be McGregor all fucking day against
bro,
a cow.
Bro, yeah, absolutely. A cow would fuck any human up, dude.
Also, shout out to McGregor's fucking ankle. Shit's pointing north at all times now. He saw that shit, dude.
This shit's true north, son.
Dude, holy shit, bro. That was wild.
Shit's crazy, bro.
That was fucking wild. Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
So funny.
Fuck. I'm still
all the
trying
shit
to think.
That guy talks to.
Yeah,
so
right?
I love that Mayweather's still giving him shit on Instagram.
Dude,
shit.
I know. Mayweather's like, thanks for the money, Dustin. And it's like shows his fucking his card, the card, his bet card, his bet slip. He made like 80 G's on that shit.
Jesus,
it's like fuck. Imagine having that much money where betting 30 G's is ain't shit.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful, man.
That would be. Thinking about it, I don't think I'd ever be rich, man. I don't think I'd ever want to be rich. Like, rich as fuck.
No?
Mm-mm.
I do.
Sounds like a fucking hassle.
And I don't know, man. It sounds like the cure to my hassle.
like I want to be just comfortably rich, man. Like, I ain't trying to fucking, like, each mattress in my house has, like, $50,000 in each fucking mattress. Like, I'm all right, man. Like,
that'd be kind of cool, though.
It would be cool, but, like, that's a lumpy-ass fucking bed. Fuck that. I don't know. I think I'd just rather be, like, comfortably rich, man.
Bro, if I was, like, ballin', I would have a good amount of money in Monero, I think.
Monero?
Yeah, you know about Monero?
No, what is it?
It's another crypto, I'm sorry. It's the most popular anonymous crypto. So, like Bitcoin has public addresses. So, like, if you find somebody's public address, I could give you my public address. It doesn't matter. You can't take money from me. You can only send me money, okay, right? So it's very public. You could take that address and you could look at every transaction that they've ever had. A few addresses that are very publicly known, like Jack from the owner of Twitter. Okay. People know his address just because he owns a fuck ton and they've seen him. Where the fuck was I going with that?
I don't know, Monero?
Oh, yeah, Monero's completely fucking private, anonymous. Okay. So there's no addresses like that. I don't know how it works. I have no idea how it works. But I think if you have enough money, I think you have enough money to risk putting it into an anonymous thing like that. Because the reason why governments are so against Monero is because you can't find it, you can't tax it. That's why they're more welcoming to Bitcoin, because you can track all of it.
I see.
So I think if I was rich enough, I think I would have a good amount of money in Monero. Just in case, you never fucking know, dude. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be good to have money that illegal people want. You never know. You never fucking know, dude. Illegal people want.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
That shit is so wild to me, though, man. Like, different things that you have to think about when you're at different levels of wealth.
Yeah, right?
Protections and stuff.
I'm probably saying right now that I don't want to be rich as fuck, because just being comfortable seems a lot more easier to achieve than being rich as fuck.
And honestly, it sounds safer. It sounds great too.
Yeah.
Just being comfortable sounds fucking great.
Like, again, I ain't trying to be like comfortable to the point where I still have to work every fucking day. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, comfortable, like, above average comfortable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if 1 week I just want to be like, fuck this, I don't want to be here at the shop for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I can just take 2 weeks off and just fly out wherever and just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And come back and still be like, all right, like, cool, everything's still here, we're good. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Like, I don't want to be like comfortable where it's just like, oh, my bills are paid, I'm happy, and, you know, there's a little bit of money around, you know? Like, I want to be to that point where it's like, if I want to take weeks off, like, I could.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. If I want to go buy something, like, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But again, maybe, like, when I get to that point, then I'll be like, you know what? Being rich as fuck is even closer than ever.
Bro, it's all really perspective at the end of the day. Because what you think is comfortable is rich as fuck to some people.
Yeah, very true.
And what you are right now is very comfortable to some other people.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. You're right.
But no, I agree, man. I don't think I'll ever stop working.
Yeah.
Personally. But I'll work on things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a lot of things that I don't love right now, and it's kind of life draining.
Yeah.
Fucking mentally draining. But once I make that switch, man, life's going to be a lot more beautiful.
Sorry, man. Just tell me to fuck off. I'll leave you alone. All you got to say is that, bro. I understand. I'll leave you alone.
No, man. Trust me, the podcast is not my stress. This is my de-stress. This is the good part.
It's all good, man. When I become rich as fuck, I'm buying all the homies therapists.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
My mental health helps you. Thanks you.
Don't thank me yet. I might not be rich as fuck for a very long time. I might just keep coming up to you and be like, here's your therapist. It's a little bottle, Camel Black. I got myself one too, bro.
Also, I saw your Snapchat, bro.
Dude.
I think we need to clean out your fridge this weekend.
I think you should definitely help me do that.
Let's do it, bro. I'm down. I'll bring the sad rap songs.
Bro, we'll just turn to some...
I'll bring the depressing music.
We'll just turn to some Squidbillies. Fucking drink and just pass out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, we appreciate y'all listening to this shit show of an episode.
For real, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. If you haven't already, definitely go Google baby horse feet. It's fucking weird.
By the way, we don't like accept any animal abuse. Like all that shit we were just talking was a fucking joke, man.
Yeah. We are very pro love, anti hate. Whatever the fuck that means, but
yeah,
but we love animals.
Yeah, we do. Not in the weird, creepy, fucking pedal way.
I love that you had to clarify that.
We do, bro.
Agreed, though. Agreed.
Okay, I'm just here looking at it's a good from disclaimer. Legal. That's yeah, a good disclaimer. Okay, we gotta disclaim some shit.
This is not financial advice. This is not sexual anything.
Yeah, if y'all want sexual anything, go talk sex talk with Sue. You know where she's at. Fucking 1:30 in the morning on the fucking.
Hit her up. Twitter.
Oxygen channel, right? Yeah.
Was it Oxygen channel, bro? Channel 81, bro.
Yes. But yeah, no animals are harmed during the making or speaking of this podcast.
Very true. We appreciate y'all once again. Tell somebody you love them today.
Yes.
Please smile if you haven't. Smile for like 5 seconds. That shit is beautiful. Makes you feel beautiful. You look beautiful when you do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just smile real quick. 5 seconds. That whole time that I was just talking right now, you could have been smiling. All right.
Yeah, do something that makes you happy. Do something that makes you feel good.
Yes.
You know, if you're down in the dumps, like, you know what? You know, do something that you know for sure makes you happy.
And if you don't want to do that, then get a website made and hit up muradigital.com, muradigital.com for a website.
Or slide through Action Auto Works, meet me in the podcast room, and we'll fucking smack some Camel Blacks if you're that sad.
And change your oil.
But, by the way, y'all want to keep supporting us, the homies, you already know where to find us. Hit us up on a group chat. Again, y'all want a website made, hit up the big homie.
Yep.
Y'all need some car shit done, hit me up.
Yep.
You know, show some love. Buy some dank JDM shit. Buy some Puro Pinche Profit shit.
Yes, sir.
Let's fucking go. Buy some NFTs from the homie. Let's get at it, bro.
We love y'all.
Peace. Later.